You know, as an organization, the tribe, we really are trying to improve the lives of our tribal citizens, giving our children the ability to have a strong sense of identity and pride within who they are, but also really remembering where we come from in order to get where we want to be. So it's been a pretty exciting time, very emotional for a lot of us because we see the emergency and the need behind it, but also so exciting to be able to see our young children speaking our language.
If everybody can make their ways to the tables, we're going to go ahead and start our day out. We are going to go into the spelling bee this morning, and for our teams, we're going to have one apprentice and one speaker. Each team needs to have one speaker.
There are 131 fluent speakers still living, and some second language learners who have been studying Tlingit for so many years that they themselves have become language teachers. One is Hans Chester from Juneau, who is here with his mentor of 19 years, Florence Sheikley. He's leading the spelling bee this morning. How has this week been so far?
It's been really busy and a lot of fun, and it's been great to hear our language spoken every day and to interact with people in our language. And Florence was saying something the other night about how when we come together like this, we start thinking in the language, and that it's happening to a lot of us here, I think. When we're not using the language with each other, we're still thinking in it.
Keet.
Hans is asking people to spell the word for killer whale, so people break out into the killer whale song as they move into teams for the spelling bee. But it's tough to find a fluent speaker to match with all the language learner teams. Heather, who's sitting with her 2 6-year-old daughters, calls out,
"We've had no speakers over here."
"I do."
"Oh, she's got a sheep." "Oh! Oh!"
I asked Hans about this moment later, and he explained,
"Shkeki was sitting there with her 2 daughters, and one of her daughters goes, 'I'm a speaker.' And she's only 6 years old." I never expected to hear something like that out of a child. And to see them owning it it's beyond comprehension, I think. You can't put words to it.
Will we always have the words that our grandparents had? I don't know. Do we always hear their voices in our head? Yeah. But do we lose something every time we lose a grandparent? The answer is absolutely yes. And that's the sense of struggle that we are facing.